Yes, friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the second shiur on the topic of the Isser to return to Mitzrayim or to live in Mitzrayim. In the previous shiur, we saw a slew of questions on the Shittas HaRambam, and not only on the Shittas HaRambam, but on the life of the Rambam. How was the Rambam living in Egypt? So now we are going to present the Mahalach to start resolving issues. There's a lot to say. Mirtzei Hashem, siyata d'shmaya. And again, I'm basing myself on the Torah. Hamufleges shel mori v'rabbi agon agadur v'dov yitzhak manzitzel. So we have to begin by being medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam starts, and he says, as we saw in the previous shiur, Ochs Malachim, the fifth parak, that you are allowed to live b'chol ha'olam. That's how the Rambam starts his halacha. The Rambam starts and he says, you're allowed to live anywhere you want. Umutar lishkon perakei halacha zayin b'chol ha'olam. Chutz meretz Mitzrayim. Except for Egypt. Why does the Rambam have to start by telling us that you're allowed to live in the whole world? What's the chiddush of the Rambam? Why would you think that it's us to live anywhere else in the world? I want to live in Honduras. I can go to Honduras. I want to live in Mexico. I saw in Mexico City they're starting a whole new kehillah for B'nai Torah there. They're building buildings. They want to attract people to go live in Mexico City. I can go live in Mexico City. Why would I think I'm not allowed to live wherever I want to live? Why does he have to be makdim to the Isser, to live in Mitzrayim, the Heter, to live in the whole world? We also have to understand the Rambam's Vav, Umutter, Lishkan, B'chol Olam, Chutz Meretz Yisrael, and it's Mutter. What's the and? What's the Vav? Why is the Rambam connecting? Vav is a Vav, a Chibur. What is the Rambam connecting to that the Rambam tells us, and also it's Mutter to live in the whole world? We also have to understand that even though the Rambam was makdim the Isser to live in Mitzrayim, Rambam says that Mutar Lishkon B'chol Olam Chutz Me'aretz Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to live anywhere except for Mitzrayim. And then he says what the borders of Eretz Mitzrayim are. You're not allowed to live anywhere around there, in there. B'shlosha mekomos tesira Torah shelo lashuv leMitzrayim. In three places we were warned not to return to Egypt. Losifin lashuv b'derech hazeot. So now the Rambam talks about Shiva returning. So which one is it? Rambam begins by talking about the Isser to live there, and then the Rambam talks about the Isser to return there. We also have to understand the Seder Halachas. The Rambam opens in Halacha Vav with Dine Kibush Rabim. So the Chorah, Kibush Rabim is a Hakdama to Hilchas Eretz Yisrael that the Rambam talks about from Halacha Tassin on. So why does the Rambam interrupt his discussion of Kibush Rabim, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, with the Isser of Yeshiva B'Mitzrayim? What's it doing there? Starts talking about Eretz Yisrael, it's Gaval, and all of a sudden we start talking about Egypt. Well, Ma Kesha. Right in the middle, then he goes back. Kibush Rabim. Don't live in Mitzrayim, then he goes back to talk about Eretz Yisrael. He starts there Eretz Yisrael, finishes there Eretz Yisrael, and the sandwich of Mitzrayim in the middle. What's the sandwich? Like Korech, right? Korech, we have some Mitzrayim going to Eretz Yisrael. So it would appear from this Yisod Gadol. Is a Sefer on the Rambam, actually three Svarim. Three of the most important Sfarim you'll ever get on Hilchos Malachim. It's called the Be'er Miriam. not to be mistaken with the seminary. So in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, written by Mori v'Rabbi Zatzal, in the second volume of the Sefer, in the fifth perek on the Rambam, in the 12th halacha, and also in the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid by Mori v'Rabbi Zatzal, and Eben Ezra Siman Chavtasi also touches upon this, a Yesod Gadol. And that is that there is something special about Eretz Yisrael besides the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, besides the Chiyuv Mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, besides the delicious Jaffa oranges of Eretz Yisrael, L'chol Mipiria of L'spo Mituva, right, the famous Bach, that eating Paris Eretz Yisrael gives you Kedusha, besides all the wonderful milas of Eretz Yisrael, there is something else, and that is that Eretz Yisrael is Makomam Shel Yisrael. And this, hopefully, in our shiurim, we've been giving shiurim and Hilchos Malachim of the Rambam, so hopefully we will expand in those shiurim. God should give us all life and health. So Eretz Yisrael is the place of the Jews. It is our ancestral homeland. And it's a matzav dini. This is a halach. It's not just an idea. It's not just an ideal. It's not just a feeling. It's actually a halachic category, both vis-a-vis the laws of Eretz Yisrael and vis-a-vis the Jewish people, because that is their place. And again, hopefully in those shiurim, we will expand upon this yisod. But the yisod is that Eretz Yisrael is the Mekomam Shel Yisrael. What's the chisaron of kibush yachid? If there's a kibush yachid, that an individual captured Eretz Yisrael, but not done by the rabbim, by the king, so through the yachid, this kibush doesn't make it makom shel Yisrael. It's makom shel hayachid hakofish. It's the place of the individual who captures, but it's not the place of the entire Jewish people. Ayin sham mirtz Hashem, there in halacha vav, and again, hopefully we'll get there. So if so, we could say that the Rambam in Halacha Zayin here in Hilchos Malachim are a continuation of Halacha Vav. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam talks about Kibush Rabim. Kol Aretz Shekovshin Yisrael B'Melech Al Pi Based In Arayza Kibush Rabim V'Rayk Eretz Yisrael Shekovsh Yeshu L'Chol Dover V'Shekov Shachah Kibush Kol Aretz Selam Orbit. All the lands which Israel conquers in wars led by a king and approved by the court are considered as conquered by the people at large. Thus they have the same status as Eretz Yisrael, which was conquered by Yehoshua in every regard. Very good translation. The Chabad.org has a website with the entire Rambam translated into English, and some of the Rambams, they even have commentary. If you're looking for a good translation, it's a good place to go. In any event, that's the Rambam. That there's a din of kibush rabim, and then the Rambam in Halacha Zayin starts talking about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim. Since the Makom HaNichbash is Ke'eretz Yisrael B'chol Dvarav, that's, we have Halacha Vav. In other words, this is the place of the Jewish people, and therefore there's a distinction between Kibush Rabim and Kibush Yachid. Kibush Yachid doesn't make it the place of the entire Jewish people. On that, the Rambam continues, that's the Vav HaChibor in Halacha Zayin, V'h, that even though the Yisod of Eretz Yisrael is that it's the place of the Jewish people, and therefore you might think, and there are people who think this maskana, but the Rambam doesn't, that there is no heter for a Jew to live anywhere else. The only heter for a Jew is to, only permission he has is to live in his land, in his place, that was given by God. Nevertheless, says the Rambam Mechidish, he's allowed to live everywhere. He's allowed to live b'chol makom, b'chol olam. He wants to live in the south of France, France, parlez-vous français, vivez, he can live in France. He wants to live in Switzerland. He likes to see, he likes quiet, fresh air, beautiful mountains. Go for it. Mutter. Mutter! Mitzvah? Not a mitzvah, but mutter. So he's allowed to live in the whole world. And there's no iser that the Jew, this Jew is not living in his kavua place, in his set place that God gave him in Israel. However, vis-a-vis this specific heter, that we have a heter, to live anywhere in the world, the Rambam says that Eretz Mitzrayim is excluded, because even though there is no iser to live in the rest of the world, because Eretz Yisrael is our set place, in Mitzrayim there is an iser. So now we have an entirely new perspective on the iser of living in Mitzrayim. It's not an independent iser. It's in the context of Eretz Yisrael being the land of the Jews. Our land is Israel and not Mitzrayim. We have a heter everywhere else. There are three levels: mitzvah and Eretz Yisrael, heter and everywhere else, aser b'Mitzrayim, because you're not living in the land that's kavua, because it's not Eretz Yisrael. To use one of my favorite Torah words, hafka. Klapei Eretz Mitzrayim yeshna hafka'a miyeshiva ba mechamat ma shehamakom hu be'eretz Yisrael v'lo be'eretz Mitzrayim. And klapei Eretz Mitzrayim, there's a hafka, there's a removal of permission to live there, because Eretz Yisrael is our place and not Mitzrayim. So the heter of the rest of the world doesn't apply to Mitzrayim. And that's why the Rambam writes, as we said, the heter lishkan b'chol olam b'vav achibur. Because this halacha is takashayach to the previous halacha. Halacha vav is talking about kibush rabim, which means that this kibush makes it Eretz Yisrael, right? Even if a land isn't Eretz Yisrael, but when it's captured by the rabim, it becomes annexed to Eretz Yisrael. It becomes part of Eretz Yisrael via the kibush harabim. So that is the vav. Eretz Yisrael is our place, but not Mitzrayim. And you have a heter to live in the rest of the world, nevertheless. And you have a heter to live in the rest of the world, but not Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is mufka. However, it would appear that this is all vis-a-vis the beginning of the Rambam, when the Rambam says, "Umuter lishkon b'chol ha'olam chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim." Umin hayom agodol v'aramarev abrameos parasel abrameos parasel k'neged eretz kush u'k'neged amidbar kol osir l'siyashiv ba. So the Rambam here gives us the gvulos of Mitzrayim. You're allowed to live everywhere except for Mitzrayim, and this is Mitzrayim, the Rambam tells us, and he maps it out for us. And then the Rambam says, Bishlosha mekomos hishira Torah shelo lashuv leMitzrayim. Here there's no vav achibur. Here it just says Bishlosha mekomos hishira Torah lashuv leMitzrayim. This is a different iser. And here there's a lav. Did the Rambam write there's a lav? No, Rambam said at the beginning, Mutter lishkon b'chol ha'olam chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's permitted everywhere except for Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim, you don't have permission to live. In Mitzrayim, you don't have permission to live. Or you don't have permission to live in Mitzrayim. Then the Rambam goes weiter, and the Rambam says that b'shlosha mekomos, in three places, we have azhara, we have a warning, called in tennis a lav, 15 lav, 30 lav. We have a lav not to return to Egypt. A Jew is not allowed to return, I stress, to Egypt. Not live. Living there is an iser stam. Returning there is a serious lav. And we have three psukim. And this is for a different reason, sweet friends. You know what reason this is for? because of the Anshei Mitzrayim, because of the Egyptian people, because of the corrupt behavior of the Egyptians. Ki bisar chamoram bisaram vizirmat susim zirmatam. As the verse says. There are many verses which have some very uncomplimentary things to say about the ancient Egyptians and their lifestyle. The corrupt, debauched lifestyle that they used to live. Ki ervas haaretz basim liros, paraset ve'achei Yosef. The nakedness of the land. You are coming here as the Anshei Mishmeres Hatznius to get everybody to start behaving themselves, but we don't want people like you over here. We don't like people with morals, so please leave. So the second Isser is Machmas Anshei Mitzrayim. That is why there's Mamish Alav, whereas the first Isser is on the land because of the land. The first Isser in the Rambam is geographical. The second Isser in the Rambam is sociological. So the Rambam starts off telling us it's not the makom of the Jewish people, and you're not allowed to live in Israel and in Mitzrayim, because you're allowed to live in Israel. There's a mitzvah to live in, so that's our place. Everywhere else it's permitted to live, and Mitzrayim it's aser, because that is not, this Eretz is mufka from being our land. And then there's another Isser. The other Isser is returning to Egypt, because God took us out of Egypt. You know what God did when He took us out of Egypt? He was mafkias, He removed us from the Anshei Mitzrayim, envisioned when we were from the land of Egypt, from the Anshei Mitzrayim. And therefore it says, don't return to Egypt from what the Jewish people were removed from. So here you have a sociological issue. Don't be around those Egyptians. And those are the two different lashonos of the Rambam. There's one lashon of the Rambam about living, and the other returning. So when the Rambam talks about returning, the Rambam says, "Hey, don't." When he talks about returning, he says, "Don't return to the land. I took you out. Don't return. Lo sasif from the rosa madol. You're not going to see these Egyptians again." You see, it's referring to the Egyptians themselves. Because when I took you out of Egypt, I was taking you away from the Egyptian people. And I don't want you to go back there and be with those people. And that's Mamish the Lav. That's the Lav of the Torah. And then in addition, there's also a Lav to be in that place. And that's because the Heter to live in the whole world just doesn't apply to Mitzrayim. And the same mahalach we see in the Rambam, we also see in the Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit. Because he also writes about the din of Kibush, Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, and you're allowed to live in the whole world except for Mitzrayim. And then he writes the Lav, not to live in Mitzrayim. So you see again that the din of Mutter to live in the whole world is a hemshech of the din of Eretz Yisrael. Because even though Eretz Yisrael is our makom, nevertheless is a heter to live in the rest of the world. And that heter doesn't apply to Mitzrayim. And then he writes in a lav also to live in Mitzrayim. And that's mitzad, as we're explaining, it's mitzad the people, not mitzad the place. The place is also forbidden, but the actual lav is because of the people who are there, as Amir Tashem we're going to see. But this inyan of Eretz Yisrael is our place, and therefore not Mitzrayim, you see in both the Rambam and the Mabit. Eretz Yisrael is our place. In the Mela, the rest of Chutz Laretz, you need a special heter for us. We have a heter, but that heter doesn't apply to Mitzrayim. And by the way, there's also a lav not to live in Mitzrayim, not to return to Mitzrayim, in the Lashon of the Rambam. And that's a different, that's a more serious Isser than just the Isser of not living in the place of the Jews. That's also Isser. There's an Isser that Eretz Yisrael isn't the place of the Jews, that Mitzrayim isn't the place of the Jews, only Eretz Yisrael is, and there's no heter of the rest of Chutz Laretz, that heter doesn't apply to Mitzrayim. And then there's additional Isser, not to live in Mitzrayim, says the Ma'apir, not to return to Mitzrayim, says the Rambam. And we are going to see, Amir Tzashem, Rabbi said, we have so much to talk about. So that's just the shalat, that's just the skeleton of what we want to say. And let's bring a Yisod and start fleshing this out a little bit. So the skeleton and fleshing out, I see we're getting really corporeal over here. We see in the Ritva in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches that we read out in the first shir that the Isser is only Bizman She Yisrael Shurin Alad Mosum. The Isser is only when the Jewish people are dwelling in their land, then they're not allowed to return to Egypt. But Bizman Hazeh, that there's this Shrek Lecha Gzeira, this terrible decree that the Jewish people are scattered all over the earth. From Zimbabwe to Nepal, from Queens to Burbank, we're everywhere. Wherever you go, there are Jews. Particularly wherever you go, there are Israelis, which makes sense because there are about 130 million Israelis, so it makes sense you're going to meet a lot of them. In any event, so the Ritva says that we are scattered. We're a scattered people. And therefore, kol chutz laaretz echad hu. All of chutz laaretz is one din. And the only Isser is to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to chutz laaretz. But to live in Mitzrayim, there's no more Isser because we don't live in Eretz Yisrael anymore. In the Sefer Shiarei Karbon and the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, he says, "What's the Svara? Mechitesi? How does the Ritva get this?" The Maharshal tries to explain this in his parish on the Smag. Based on what we explain, it would appear that from this Ritva, we see the gather that we explain. That the foundation of this prohibition, or if I may wax yeshivish for a moment, the Yisod HaIsser, is because a Jewish person belongs in Eretz Yisrael and not in Mitzrayim. And since in the Galus we don't have such a din, in Galus, because this is not our place anymore, we were kicked out. I'm saying this, meaning I happen to be talking from Eretz Yisrael, because after 2,000 years, Baruch Hashem, we're back. But for all of the generations, Eretz Yisrael was not our place. Therefore, Mimela, there's no Isser. Because the Isser is when Eretz Yisrael is your place, making Mitzrayim your place instead. No, Eretz Yisrael is your place. But if Eretz Yisrael isn't your place, then there's no more Isser on Mitzrayim. That's Pshat in the Ritva. And the Ritva concludes, this din doesn't apply anymore today unless we're talking about leaving Israel and going to Chutz Laaretz. In other words, before Galus, the Isser of Mitzrayim was like the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz Bizman Hazeh. In other words, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, that's your place and you're not allowed to leave. So that's also the Isser of being in Mitzrayim, just like you're not allowed to leave Israel because Israel is your place and you're not allowed to be somewhere else or live somewhere else. That's also the geder of Mitzrayim, that you have to be living in Israel and not Mitzrayim. But if we don't have Israel anymore, then there's no Isser of living in Mitzrayim. It's not the Mokom Shel Isha Yisraeli. And again, this is explained at length in the Be'er Miriam in the 5th Perek and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu. I pray Hashem should give us the life and the health and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means and everything we need, and hopefully we will get there and explain it. That is the Yisod HaIsser, that Eretz Yisrael is your place and not Mitzrayim. It's a two-sided coin. But only if Eretz Yisrael is your place, not Mitzrayim. But if you don't have Eretz Yisrael and you're allowed to live in Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael is not Mekoma. And even though L'chorah Das HaRambam can be a sold halav. Because what did we say minutes ago? That what's the foundation of the lav? What's the primary lav over here? Mitzad Anshei Mitzrayim. However, in addition to that, the Rambam also holds that there's an Isser Mitzad, the geography of Mitzrayim, the place of Mitzrayim. As we're going to see, Amir Tzashem, from the Sifri. And even though it's mashma from the Rambam, that there's no distinction. In other words, even in the Galus, there is an Isser to live in Mitzrayim. That's the simple understanding of the Rambam, the implication of the Rambam. And not like the Ritva, who is Mechalik, who distinguished between Bizman HaZeh, Bizman HaGalus, and Bizman that B'am Yisrael Shurim Alad Masim, when we're living in Israel. So apparently the Rambam was learning that even Bizman HaGalus, Eretz Yisrael is still our place, and therefore that's a hafka, that's a removal of Mitzrayim from those locations, where those venues, if you will, where a Jew is permitted to live. And the Ritva says, no. Once we're in Galus, Lamaisa, we don't have Eretz Yisrael anymore, so you're even allowed to go to Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says, no. You're right. We're in Galus and we don't have Eretz Yisrael anymore. But Eretz Yisrael, since that's our primary place, that means Eretz Yisrael, yes, and Mitzrayim, no, even though we don't have Eretz Yisrael anymore. But since, in theory, that's still our place, that is mafkia, that removes Mitzrayim from the heter of Jewish dwelling. Just like even Bizman HaGolus, there's a din that you're not allowed to leave Israel. Right? Why? Because that's the place of the Jews. And one's not allowed to remove himself from that place. It's really not, it's Golus. Doesn't matter, but now you're there, so now you have to stay. You're not allowed to leave. Visiting, we spoke about this. Some people even hold to leave even temporarily. Some people, no, the Isser is permanent. Not to leave permanently, but on vacation. There were many great Rabbanim who would go to places like Switzerland on vacation. But the bottom line is that's the Yisod HaIsser Lefi HaRambam, and we see this in the Ritva. That Eretz Yisrael is Mafkia Mitzrayim from being a geographical destination for the Jewish people, because Eretz Yisrael is our place. And the only nafkamina is, according to the Ritva, Bizman HaZeh Eretz Yisrael is in our place. So we're allowed to live in Mitzrayim, and according to the Rambam, no. Sorry, even Bizman HaZeh Eretz Yisrael is still our place. And therefore, you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to live in the rest of the world. But there are two in Yonei Isser, as we saw from the Lashon of the Rambam. And Amir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, we will find a makor for this. And we will continue, and we will see Niflos Gedolim. Mitaras Hashem, sweet friends. So all I can ask of you is that you stay tuned, and we will see the Torah dance, Mirat Hashem. It will be super geschmack, Ezrat Hashem b'lineder. And we should be zocha lilmodu lalam idlishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei salma tarasa v'yahavo. And never to forget that sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shmor Kizeh Kol Adam. Thank you so much for listening. Believe now that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.